good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. We are so glad that you're joining and supporting the show today. How about that? We cover from personal to business. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. If you're not ready to yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. And that way you can get the newsletter and any other things that's coming up. Also, while you're on the website, blog news is off the chain. It's got to be the best one out there, so please check that out as well, too. And if you want to donate, well, we accept donations as well. It keeps the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. Also, while I'm here at that, I would like to thank again all the ladies and gentlemen that called last week for private readings. Thank you very much, and I truly enjoyed all of you answering the questions and, you know, meeting new people. So it was good. So I'd just like to say thank you to all the people that called in for readings. And when you call in for a reading, I got to tell you this. Go down to the bottom and hit donation for whatever, whether it's one question, a half an hour, an hour reading. Somehow, GoDaddy took my not logo, but the thing on the click on for the time that you want, to pay. So anyway, just go down to the bottom. You'll see donation, and you can pay there. Okay, no problem. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website, or you can. We have a Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I want to welcome in 630-732 and 229. Thank you very much. And do enjoy the show. Well, I've got some announcements. That's why I said today was going to be very important. First off, let me do a quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, so the big announcement. That's my drum roll. Oh, before that, thank you, Heather. Heather is in the chat room, so if you have any questions, please feel free to go in the chat room as well and ask questions. Okay, so the drum roll. We are no longer, this is the last Sunday show, okay? From now to the end of the year, unless there's so many people calling in, we go back to Sunday. We will be Monday and Tuesday now. Monday and Tuesday, 6 to 7, with psychic readings. So be sure and mark your calendars or whatever, make a notation that you know. So no more. This is the last Sunday, and I'm glad because it's the last Sunday and Mercury retrograde as well, so no better way to end it. But anyway, starting in August to December, it'll be Monday and Tuesday is psychic readings. Wednesday in the studio, you know, that's the news show and commentary, let you know what's going on from entertainment to politics to what's happening daily in the news. And then Thursday, we're adding a new show, y'all, a comedy show. Because people are depressed or, I don't know, you know, with 45 and the things that are going on and the immigration and Putin and all that, I thought, you know what, laughter is good all the time, right? So why not have a show you can call in, tell your jokes, as long as they're not too dirty now, because, you know, I am abide by FCC. But anyway, call in, tell your jokes, be silly, I don't care. Even if you're telling jokes about 45, I don't care. I just want us to be able to laugh and feel good. You know, even if it's just for an hour, for that 1 hour, we can feel good. Like I said, laughter is good all the time. So anyway, and let me see what else. Oh, Nina's not here. She's on vacation for 2 weeks, so Nina will be back in September. I think the second week of September. Let me do birthdays real quick. Ha-ha. Happy birthday to Kathy Robert Skoll. Happy birthday to Celia Wilbert. Happy birthday to Catherine Kelsey. Taiwo Emmanuel. Onus Jackson, Makisha Gordon, happy birthday, turning 35. How about that? And Tina Hallis is turning 44. You know y'all too young. Happy birthday to Connie Espiro, my con-con, one of my nieces. Happy birthday to Christina Anthony, another niece. Happy birthday to Marshall Kitchens. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to Greg Crawford, Warren Clark, and Shaka Strong, huh? All right. Hope y'all have a beautiful, blessed birthday, and God be with all of you. Okay, I think I've covered everything now. Like I said, Nina's on vacation for 2 weeks. She'll be back in September. Heather is in the chat room, and thank you, Heather, for being here with me. I appreciate that. I'm always grateful. Such a treat. So you can go in there. And we have a few lines open. I mean, it's people in the queue now, but we do have a few lines open. So please call in, 646-727-2914. Even though this is the last Sunday, let's take it out by storm, okay, with your questions. All right. So I guess without further ado, we shall begin. And let me bring up the chat room so I can also see Heather's remarks with your questions. Okay. First caller is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? And Heather.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. It's Dion.
It's Dion. Oh, hi, Dion. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
You sound good.
So what can I answer for you today?
Well, I haven't heard from the guy. When do you see him calling me and then, like, to ask me out?
Not the one that you care about, Gano or something? I can't even think now if that was the name.
It's the same guy, yes. It's always the same guy.
Okay. And what's his first name again? I think I had it right.
Matt.
It's not M-A-T-T.
No, but I was married to a Matt before.
Stop it. Okay, but it's not Matt. It's M-A, what, M-A what?
S-S. S-S.
Mass. That's it. M-A-S-S. Okay. All right. Well, let's see what Nass is doing while he hasn't contacted you yet. I see he's playing games right now. What's going on? Something has to do with work and something personal. I'm saying playing games, I don't know. It's almost like in one way I feel like he's protecting you from something, but then in the other way he wants to get in touch with you. So I'm trying to understand what his delay is. Scared of commitment? Mm.
I do believe that's true, too.
Yeah, I'm starting to get now that he's scared of commitment. I wonder what he's scared of. Yeah, I get he's scared of commitment, and that's probably why he's playing games. But he likes you. That's what I don't understand. Why is he playing these games and he likes you? Maybe he's scared of the feelings or the emotions that you'll bring to the relationship. Maybe he's not ready for that yet. He's running. Okay. Now the angels are telling me he's running from love. That's what it is. He's running from love. You scare him because you come with the spiritual, mental, and physical character. And, you know, you're the whole person, the whole package, and he's not ready for that yet. I see now he's scared. He's running. It's like on one hand he wants to be with you, Dion, no doubt, and then on the other hand it's like, I'm not ready for this yet, for the commitment side. you know, I think if y'all just date very lightly, but that's not what you want. You want a relationship, and I understand that.
I mean, I know it likes Heather.
Heather, are you seeing anything with Dion and Mass coming up? I just get that he's fear of commitment, and he's running. He's really running from himself. That's who he's running from, his own feelings of love. Yeah, she's saying she sees a gray cloud over the relationship. You know what, Dion? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this only because I know you like this guy and you've been kind of waiting around to see what was going to transpire. And because he's in the wings, he hasn't really come forward and say, oh, come on, this is me and you, let's date and you know, redo the relationship, get together again. Let's look at somebody else. Who else could be coming forth? You know, let's see who else is coming forth to be better. Heather wants me to tell you that she believes that you're concentrating on yourself right now. You need to concentrate, I'm sorry, on yourself right now. I got the clarity. I know what she wants is Mass. I got the clarity. It's on Mass beside. She's fine. It's Mass that needs to get his shit together. Okay.
But do you
see
him calling me at all or no?
Right now, I would say no. Right now, I would say no. Yes. And like I said, he does like you, but he's running. He's running from himself. He's scared of love and the emotions. I guess he really got burnt bad at one time or really hurt. And he goes so far, and then he puts up a wall.
Right.
Am I correct? Okay.
Yes,
that's right.
True.
He goes so far in a relationship, and then he'll pull up a wall. And then he starts backstroking. You know, it's like, well, wait, what happened? I thought we were doing good and we were close, but then I see him backstroking. So he's running from his own self, from the emotion of love. And he likes you. I know he wants to give it a chance, but he's scared. He's just back there. He's scared. So I would look for somebody else. Don't wait on Mass. Let's move on to someone else, someone that is going to be there and fill that void for you. I'm not seeing anybody right now because your energy is stuck right now on Mass. But when you relinquish that energy on Mass, then it'll open up where I can see other people that'll come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dion, but, you know, I'm being honest because, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, so I'm being honest. But let it go. If he wants you, let him come to you. And until you hear from him, girl, do your thing. Whatever that is, enjoy yourself. Right?
Okay.
I want you to enjoy yourself. Don't wait on him. Don't wait for him to knock on the door or call. Because in the meantime, you'll be going through the same changes of, well, are you going to be committed now? Are we going to be a couple? Or is this going to be another flip-flop? I don't want you to go through that.
Okay.
Until he sits down and communicates with you, then just go on and start looking for other men to date or, you know. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Dion. Thanks for calling. It was good to hear from you. Have a good day and a beautiful week. All right. Next caller is area code 732. You're on the air with Lennis and Heather. Who's this?
Hi. My name is James.
Hi, James. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing okay. I have a friend named Linda, and she told me that she loved me, and I loved her, and I was just wondering, like, will I see her again?
Well, what happened? Did you two split up, James?
Well,
or did you ever date?
I wasn't actually dating her, but I actually had a little attitude the other day, and I didn't mean to, And I was wondering if will I see her again.
Oh, okay. I'm getting getting no.
No?
Yeah. And the angels are telling me, the guides are telling me no, and the angels are telling me no. She, when she makes her mind up, she's serious. It's like once she's got pissed off or she didn't agree or maybe she didn't understand because, like you said, it wasn't meant to be cruel. But once her mind is made up, that's it. She walks. She's a no-nonsense individual. Let me put it like that. So you're either for her or you're against her type of thing, but she's no-nonsense. So she like I was just telling the lady, the call before you, that the guy was playing games. This woman don't play games. She's straight up. If you want to be with her, okay, fine. Then you know how to approach her and talk to her. Otherwise, she's gone. I mean, it's like poof, and she's gone.
Do you see me meeting somebody? Because I've always wanted to meet that special like I've never met the right person for myself. I'm like, I turned 46 in May.
Okay, I'm getting the name Priscilla. Do you know who a Priscilla is, or have you met a Priscilla?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no,
I'm getting... Okay. Okay, now Heather is telling me, yes, that you will see her again, but she said it will be on her terms.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I know what the terms are. It just was an accident because I went to go get cigarettes, and when I got home at her house, I was hot, my head was hurting, and I gave her a little attitude. I don't even remember what I said.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, then you got two different ones. Heather's saying yes, but it'll be on Linda's terms. I got no, because she was no nonsense and she'd walk away. So what I would suggest is maybe reach out to her, James, one more time.
Oh, I did.
See.
The thing is that I was at her house and I had left. And I didn't know that her friend and her were looking for me when I left, because she has a son, and the son was crying for me. But when they came looking for me when I walked home, I didn't see anybody, and plus my head was hurting. And we talked already. We talked. But I know it's on her terms.
Okay. Well, now I see this woman in the future. And her name is Priscilla. That's why I was asking, did you know her or not? And she's coming forth. So you're going to meet another woman here pretty soon.
Okay.
I would say within a two-week period. And remember that name, Priscilla. Just notate it down. But that will be the lady's name that you're going to meet.
You know, because I've never, like, well, I was married before, but I never had kids. I always wanted to have kids, but I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Yeah, between now and 50, you'll have one child.
Okay.
Yeah, you will have one child, and it looks like a boy, a son. But between the age that you are right now, 50 years old, you will have one child.
I just have one more thing, because I know you have a lot of callers. Do you see me moving within this year?
Yes, in the fall, like around November.
Do you see it far away to a new state or in the state that I'm living?
The angels are telling me one or two states away from where you're at right now. Could be one state or two states away. Yes.
Well, because
as a big change for you. When you do this move, I see that as a big change. It's almost like doors are opening. Now, I see two doors. Both these doors are opening at the same time. So the universe evidently wants you to move too, because something is going to open up for you. Why? Because
well,
I see two doors open.
You said two doors. Could that mean like either I have a choice of that new person that's coming or the lady that I was around? Because I really liked her because it was
no,
like...
No, I didn't see it in love. I saw it as your life opening up. That things were coming towards you. Not just love, but other things. Job
well,
or career or school, whatever. But it's opening up for you.
I changed myself a lot because I was in one of those abusive relationships with either my ex-girlfriend was either a sociopath or narcissist. So when I got away from her, I had to do so much healing. And I had to cut off family and friends, those toxic people. So, you know, my space is good for good people now.
Okay, very good for you. Bless you. That's bless you. Yeah, but I see in November, the two doors are opening at the same time. That means your life, not just your love life, your life period, things are opening up and will start happening. If they didn't happen before, they'll start happening then. And that's around the beginning of November, right at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Can you keep me in the queue so I can listen?
Oh, sure. Thank you for your call, and I sure will. Thank you, James. Oh, and by the way, Heather said, yes, you will be moving far away because she sees the airport. So, yeah, you will be a state or two away.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller. Oh, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Heather here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And we do have some lines open right now, so please call in. All righty, our next call is area code 229. You're on the air with Lennis and Heather. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, this is Melvin.
Well, hi, Melvin. How are you, young man?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I just wanted to ask you about, you know, I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was telling him about I need some different type, you know, my medications and getting different specialists to look at me, heart specialists and all that. So he wrote a referral out. And I just wanted to ask you, do you all see my health getting better, like losing weight and my blood pressure and my A1C? Do you see those things getting better for me, improving?
Okay. So what are you doing other than taking that medicine to improve your health? Are you walking eating differently?
Yes, ma'am. I'm definitely eating differently. And now since they finally gave me a back brace, I go pick it up this week coming up, and I'll be able to start my physical therapy.
Wonderful. Okay. That's an improvement right there. Right there. Yeah. You'll be able to walk. That will improve your health. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I can move around and walk with it, but I need to lose weight. And I just want to know, like, do you all see me losing weight, being on a diet, sticking with it, and coming out of this mess?
Okay, let's start with, I'm concentrating, let's start with how are you eating? Are you eating like a lot of vegetables? Because food came up, that was the first thing that you need to change your diet.
I'm eating vegetables. Yes, ma'am, I'm eating vegetables a lot. And cutting away from trying to get off this bread. But I do eat meat, but I bake everything. I don't eat fried at all.
That's good, because fried food is not good at all. Heather wanted me to tell you need to go plant-based. like a garden with peas and tomatoes and squash,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So it sounds like you're already on that path, so that's good. Continue on, because that's a big help. Very good. But I saw the walking. That tremendously is going to help you, because that your whole body will be exercising. Even if you only walk just half the block, turn around and come back to the house, your whole body will. And plus with your heart, you don't want to walk too far anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just walk enough, you're comfortable, turn around, go back to the house. That's your exercise.
Yeah.
If it's only 10 minutes, that's okay. 10 minutes a day, God bless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Melvin, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, hey, do you see my son had to move with me? He went through a divorce. Him and his wife divorced. Do you know when he's going to tell me? Can you tell me when he's moving out?
Oh.
Yeah, they got a divorce, and that's a long story.
Yeah.
I know Miss Nina is going to get
me. No, she's not here for 2 weeks. She's lucky. She's on vacation. Melvin, what's your son's first name?
Antoine.
Okay.
Antoine.
Because you know you need a favorite, but let me hush.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see. When is Antoine going to be there? Three months tops, but I see in two months, he's going to be able to not only find, but he'll be able to live, you know, in an apartment. Because I see him with either a one-bedroom or a studio, but he gets his own place. I say 3 months top, but the angels are saying he'll probably be gone in 2 months. He's just, you know, saving his money so that he can put his deposit down and so forth, you know.
Because she said that he's supposed to be moving with my daughter, Sharika, because she had to move. Everybody moved. And he said both of them are supposed to be moving together because she stayed with her mom, my ex-wife.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out for Antoine. No.
No, it won't.
If it was him
least.
And the sister together at an apartment, okay. But with your ex-wife there, no, he's not going to be happy, and he won't be comfortable there either. You'll feel like an outcast.
I know. I want to squeeze this last one in. I met this girl
named Courtney. Go ahead, it's all right.
All right, okay. God bless you. Thank you. I met this girl named Koya. And she gave me a phone number. I met on Facebook. And she stays about maybe 5 minutes away from me in a nice home, big, nice home. She has 4 kids, and she has 3 daughters and 1 boy. And she's 34 years old. And we was talking back and forth, and on the phone she gave my number. And then all of a sudden she just went ghost on me. And then now... we never met eye to eye, but we didn't talk on Facebook and on the phone. Is this woman is just playing games with me? And she told me she is
divorced. To support her and them kids. No, Melvin, that ain't you. Mm-mm.
That ain't me.
No.
So I'll admit she's been telling me about she in love with me and all that. And I asked to come over, but she always have a different excuse. Then I said, well, come over here. And she, like, she always have another, she don't, it, we never met. It just didn't happen. So I just wanted to know, is this a good, I mean, what's going on with her?
I think she's looking for somebody to take care of her and those kids.
Hmm.
I mean, Say her name again. Let me do it one more time, but I'm pretty sure that he hasn't already told me. But what's her name again?
I may be pronouncing it. It's Sequoia. With a Q.
Sequoia.
Yeah, it's Q-U-O-I-A.
Sequoia, yeah. Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go in taking care of another man's kids?
No,
that ain't you.
I mean, I love kids.
It's a deception.
But, I mean,
I don't feel good about that. And with you being an older man, she's looking at father figure for her kids, somebody that's going to take care of her, too. Number one, you're not in that financial position. And number two, she's not being upfront. She's not being honest with you.
She's not being honest with you.
I'm going to tell you, Melvin. She's just leading you on because that's what she's looking for, somebody to help her with her and those four kids.
Okay.
It's probably a trap. No. When she told you she had four kids, that was your red flag right there. That was your red flag right there. Like, how can I? Because if you're with that woman, that means she's going to expect you to also reference those children as well. You don't have that kind of money, Melvin, to do that. If she was by herself, I'd probably say, oh, give it a chance. Go for it. You know, you never know. But because she has four kids, no. I don't want to see you trapped like that.
Yeah, I know that, B. But she talks to me when she wants to. So I think she's seeing somebody else, other men.
And she might be, but, Melvin, when you can't go to that person's house and they don't come to your house, that's a big red flag. How come I can't come to your house? Who's there? You said it's just you and the four kids? Why I can't come there? No.
Anytime
they didn't, no, and keep making excuses, you can't come there, and making excuses that she can't come to your house? There's something else going on.
I don't understand why she's telling me she's in love with me. And I'm smart now. I know a slickster when I hear one. I don't have to even see it. But it's something I have to tell you off air, you're going to definitely, well, you might know what I'm talking about, but you have time to talk to me today?
After the show.
Okay. Will you call me? Say you got still have my number, right?
Yes.
Ooh, I love you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll answer one question for you, because you know this is my job. That's what I do for a living, is these readings. So
exactly.
I'll answer one question for you.
Okay.
One question for you.
Okay. I appreciate that. I just wait until after the show. But I just, was concerned about, I was concerned about my health, because I know I need to lose weight, and hopefully I just wanted to see what you or Heather, see down the line next year this time, is you see me in top physical condition.
Sure. I hope so. Before the end of the year, you're in much better condition.
Okay.
I'm not even looking at next year. We're looking at this year.
Wow, that's
good. The year ain't over with
yet.
We still got five more months to go. So, come on.
Yeah.
You can do it. If it's nothing but a 25-pound weight loss, in a couple of months, that's a good thing.
Oh, that's a blessing. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I want to do. And I'm going to do it because the doctor was so nice to me. I mean, I'm like, I don't know what happened. Did someone talk to him? About, Mr. Mitchell, he's been coming up here, the VA doctor, that I've been asking for a back brace, for pain medication, and asking for different specialists and all this. Everything I asked for up there Friday, he gave it to me. He did everything. He even gave me a type of medication for pain that I can look online and order it. that a lot of people are taking it for back pay.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's they say it's good stuff. It's really good. It's a it's called hemp oil. You get it
Hemp
pill?
Oil CBD. Are you talking about the CBD oil? Oh yeah.
Yes,
oh
yeah.
It helped. Yeah. A famous radio host, talk show host, was not only taking it, he still is, but he was advertising it on his show, a national show. And the other advertisers got angry and they had to take it off. And he
had people
calling in how good it was and everything, the CBD oil. And, yeah, they had to take it off the air because other advertisers were not going to support that national show if they were going to continue to advertise CBD oil. And I thought, that's helping people. Why do you want to stop advertising about something that's helping people? But, money talks and BS walks, so what can you say?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I looked it up. It's on Amazon, so I ordered it.
Okay, well, let me know. I'm curious to know how it is. I've heard nothing but good things. So,
oh yeah, me too. Me too.
Like I said, and on this national show, I was shocked. But anyway, you have to let us know. Yeah.
Okay, I will. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Melvin. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Okay?
Okay, thank you. God bless.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. All right, so we've got welcome. We've got Heather in the chat room, Sherry, the mystical goddess. Welcome to the show, Sherry, and welcome the Don to the show. If you have any questions, Heather is in the chat room right now, and she's also one of our psychics. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask Heather. She will help you, or you're welcome to call in to the show at 646-727-2914. In fact, let me do an advertisement. You are listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Heather is in there, and she will be more than glad to answer some questions, or as I stated, you can come on the air. We do have lines open right now, so y'all call in. We are available. So, and let me say, this is the last week. Well, nobody's called right now. This is the last week of Mercury retrograde. I don't know about y'all. Mercury retrograde wasn't horrible for me, but a lot of people went through some challenges all month in this Mercury retrograde. And I know it's because the new moon and the solstice, and then the full moon and the solstice eclipse, and then the lunar eclipse with the full moon. So, it was really taking a hold, I see, on a lot of relationships for people. And I'm not just talking about the female-male relationships, but also people relationships with their families, with their jobs, connections. And so I'm glad that it's the last week. Nina said as of last Thursday, it's turning around, and by Saturday, which is the 2nd, I believe, no, Saturday's the 3rd. The 2nd, which is Friday, we are done with Mercury retrograde. I want to say something else, but I'm not going to say that on the air because I don't want FCC to kick me off. But I'm glad that we're through this one. The next one won't be till I think, right before Christmas, the last one for the year. So anyway, thank you, God. We are out of this. We only have, after this, five more days, 5 more days, and we are done. We are done with Mercury retrograde. So anyway, I hope everybody has weathered the storm and made it through okay. I sure hope so. Also, I would like to tell you, if you don't know, I have a YouTube channel. It's Saturday Night Psychic, but you can find it through Linus Boyd if you type that in. You'll find me on YouTube. And on YouTube, I gave a lot of information. Not only monthly, I do the horoscopes because I do it intuitively. And for you guys that don't know, I'm an intuitive empathic psychic. But anyway, every month I do the horoscopes, but also anything in between with astrology and horoscope I bring in. So there's a lot of information there. In fact, I think the last thing I did was about how the lunar eclipse was going to affect all 12 signs. So do go in and check that out. You'll see the latest one, I got a baseball hat on, like I'm going golfing. So that's the latest one. So if you go in there and pull it up, it's Linus Boyd on YouTube. Let's see what else. The website, well, yes. Oh, the shows. That was one thing I was going to tell everybody. If you miss the shows on Sunday or Monday, which now will be Monday and Tuesday, you can go to the website on the front page, the main page, scroll down, and you'll see the psychic shows. If you go to the radio shows, you'll see the in the studio. And last week's show was very good. I would tell people, go in and listen to that. It was about human trafficking. Very good show. I got the director here in Washington for a Q&A for an hour, which was excellent. But because school is getting ready to start and human trafficking is just leaps and bounds now, not just in the United States but around the world, that I thought parents should know to be more cognizant. Safety and security for your child when they go to school, it doesn't matter whether they're in elementary, junior high, or high school. They're grabbing kids from as young as 5 up to 18. So please, if you get the opportunity, go in the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, go to the radio icon, scroll down to In the Studio Show. Okay, and listen to that on human trafficking. And then on Fridays, I do music, Friday traffic jams. And this past week, I did country music, y'all. It was jamming. I do a variety of music because I'm a musician and I've played the piano. I play, instruct, teach, all that, the piano for over 40 years. So I love all music. Only thing that I kind of pull back from is the rap. I don't like the nasty words and all that. So it's only a few artists in the rap game that I will, you know, put on the air. Tupac. And I know Tupac does curse, but Tupac got some heavy lyrics. So I do put him on. His lyrics are really heavy. So Friday is always a variety. I've played opera. I've done some Broadway shows. R&B, blues, jazz. So do tune in. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday Traffic Jam. In the studios at 6 o'clock every Wednesday. In fact, every show Monday through Friday will be from 6 to 7. Make it easy, right? No problem. Okay. What else? I think that's it. And everybody knows now, after today, starting August, it'll be Monday, Tuesday instead of Sunday, Monday. I need to have my weekends off, y'all. I just have Saturday because Sunday I do the show, right? So I want to have my Saturday and Sunday off so I can enjoy too. So anyway, that's why the show's got changed to Monday and Tuesday. Okay, we've got a caller in. Let's address this. Area code 530. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air. 530. Okay, I guess they just want to listen, and that's fine. That's okay. So, anyway. Yep, so good news. So now, when August comes in, it'll be a good month. Hopefully everybody will enjoy and things get back to normal. And I'm going back to the NFL, so that show begins too in the latter part of August. Only thing I don't like, you guys don't hear me on the West Coast. They only hear me on the East Coast. And I'm the only woman on the show. It's five guys, and I'm the only woman. But this is my fourth year working with the NFL, so I'm the color commentator. In other words, if the football players are acting up or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, I report about it, whether it's from domestic violence to gambling to whatever. And I also do predictions. So that's one thing. Maybe that's why they keep having me come back. So I do predictions on the games. And as well as that, the other guys tell too. They give their predictions who they think they're going to win or whatever. But anyway, this will be my fourth year with the NFL. So I'll give you information on it, you know, as time goes on. Because like I said, I think we start the second or third week of August. being on the air, and we're with CBS with Michael Strahan and all them guys too. But Sister Girl holds it down, y'all. I can hold it down. Tell you a quick story. When I got married, bad thing right in the middle of football season. And, of course, when I got married, I was petite, tiny, looked really good, right? And, my God, my ex-husband was so into football, I got naked one day and just stood in front of the TV. And I knew, you know, I knew I looked good, beautiful shape and everything. And he told me to get out the way. I was blocking the game. Either learn it or go. You know, either sit down and learn football and hang there with your husband or your boyfriend, or either get with your girlfriend and go shopping. Okay? That's how it is. So I've learned to love the NFL and do pretty good at it. Okay, we've got a caller, area code 530. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, how are you guys? Are you and Heather?
Oh, doing great. And yourself?
Wonderful.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you, Miss Lena.
Okay, and what can I answer for you today?
Well, I'm no good at reading myself, and so I always go to the experts and just see when you see my money loosening up and a little more free flowing.
Oh, okay.
Tight all year.
As soon as you said money, I got 2 weeks.
Okay.
As soon as you said money, the angel said 2 weeks. Let me get into it a little bit more.
Getting out of retrograde, for starters.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah, the angels are saying in 2 weeks. The guides are saying in 10 days. Well, 2 weeks is what, 14 days. The guides are saying 10 days. The angels are saying 2 weeks.
All right, that works.
Yep.
Does
so you got
like
this
a...
week and the first week of August, and your money should start rolling in.
Good, good. Do I get caught up on everything, or?
Are you expecting $10,000?
$5,800, but 10 would be better.
Okay. I don't know why they're showing, the angels are showing me $10,000. Maybe that's what the beginning amount was, and after whatever, your lawyers or whatever, they take their fee out, then it comes down to the amount you're receiving, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's what they were showing me was 10. You will be able to catch up on most things. The angels are saying 2 bills you're going to be able to pay off. It's a done deal. And the rest, yes, you will be able to catch up. It may not be the full payment, like if your payment might be like $100 a month on something or $75, but you'll give them $50. So it'll be at least over half of what the normal payment would be. You know,
as long as I get it all back to regular, that's fine.
Yeah, and you will. And you will, yes.
That's it, yeah.
Yes,
cool.
You will. Sorry for the delay. I know that is due partially to Mercury retrograde. The angels are telling me now, like, you should have received it the last week of July. But Mercury retrograde, paperwork, sitting on this desk or that desk, then they finally, like, okay, it's clear, give it to her. So,
you know what that
yeah.
sounds like is maybe one of the part-time opportunities I've been looking for to supplement. That's what that sounds like. And I did feel like there was something going on. Like, why hasn't anyone contacted me? You know what I'm saying? there's a couple things that I was a perfect fit for that I just should have heard back from. I won't.
Well, the money's going to ease up for you, Sherry. It is. I know it's been a rough road. In fact, I'm feeling it now. It's been not a rough road, a hell of a challenge
yeah.
for you during these past few weeks. So I'm sorry for that you had to go through that. But, honey, the sun is shining. It's rising up from your head going up to the sky. So that tells me that, you know, better days ahead, but the sun is shining. It's going to get much better.
Great.
It's going to get much better. It's too bad the society that we live in, you know, I want my money, type of thing, right? You know, the creditors or whoever. And
well,
they don't understand. We all have things that happen in our lives. You know, it's not within our control. Things happen. But they don't care. They want their money.
Right.
Yep. So that's why I said I'm sorry that I know you've had some challenges here the last few weeks, but finally the daylight is coming. So that's good. And Sherry, do this for me. Take some money and go enjoy yourself. If it's nothing but have you a very nice dinner or maybe buy a blouse that you really like, do that for me. Just love Sherry for a minute, okay? When you get your money, love you for a minute. Don't go crazy. I mean, I know you can, but I just want you to love you for a minute. Just take time out and, like, hell, if it's a restaurant that costs $100 for dinner, whatever, go. And enjoy yourself. Dress to the 20s and just enjoy yourself. This is to me. I love me and I deserve this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
All right. Okay, if I ask Heather as well, or do I need to email her?
Oh, sure. What did you want to ask Heather? Go ahead.
The same
she hears
thing.
You. Go ahead.
If you got the
same Heather, she wants to, Sherry wants to know, do you see also that her money will be released in a couple of weeks? Let's see what she says.
I got kicked off the computer, so I don't know if
she's... Yep, Heather said she believes so. Yep. So it's a go. But I know it is. My angels don't lie to me, so I know it is. Yep. So in 2 weeks you have your money.
Of course, and I believed you as well.
And love Sherry and take a moment out, a moment in time, as they say, and love Sherry for a minute. We forget that. We're so busy doing so many other things or trying to take care of business, we forget to love ourselves.
Right. Lenny, I
yes.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful week, and I'm happy for you that things are changing for the better. So I'll say congratulations and just take a moment to love yourself when, you know, things are released and come to you, which it will. And other than the money, other things are going to open up. Like I said, the sun's shining for you, lady.
I'll take it. It's quite dark.
Okay. You have a beautiful week, Sherry, and thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right. The new moon, this is a blue moon because we have two moons in the month of July. And the 31st is a new moon, so there's not a new moon in September until, because I'm going to tell you, when September comes in, the new moon in September won't be until the 28th. So actually coming in September on the 13th will be the full moon first. Yep, sorry, but it'll be the full moon first because we've got this one in July on the 31st, the blue moon. So, okay, so just to let y'all know, I was asked a question. So, okay, let me check back with this caller and see if they want to ask a question now. 530, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question? Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Thank you. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'm in the chat room. Let's see, anything in the chat room? Because we got about five more minutes here. No. Oh, you're answering a question for the other lady. Okay. Oh, to Sherry, hang in there, Sherry's blessing to you, Sherry, and may love and light wrap around you and keep you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, we're about 5 minutes to close, so unless you call in pretty quick here. I'm not doing like Nina's 2 minutes and before we close. I'm just, if you want to call in, it's 646-727-2914 if you want to call in real quick. If not, Y'all will be back tomorrow night, you know, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Now, on the East Coast, it's 9, and you people in between, 7 and 8. So anyway, remember, we'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And Nina's gone for 2 weeks, of course, on vacation. And remember that starting in August, it'll be Monday and Tuesday for psychic readings. Okay? I think that'll work out good. Well, it's about that time, so I think I'm going to start the music here. I want to thank everybody for calling in to the show today. I really appreciate that. It is my pleasure and my honor always to read for any of you. So male or female, I enjoy this. This is me. This is my spirituality. So I enjoy it and I love it, and I thank the angels and the guides for blessing me with answers for all of you. Let me see, what else? I think that's about it. And I will see you guys tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Heather, so much for being here. Like I said, I appreciate you, and I'm grateful to you, and I love you dearly. I mean, I really appreciate you coming in and help. Thank you to Sherry, the mystical goddess, and thank you to the Don for joining the chat room. We appreciate that. Hope you come back tomorrow night and check us out. Okay, I will see you tomorrow night at 6. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon or evening. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. In a love that's just begun, by the time this time is over, two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens above. And we get closer and closer and closer by the time. Take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.